Rwanda's former defence chief of staff has been jailed for life for masterminding genocide in 1994. Theoneste Bagosora had denied directing the massacre of 800,000 people by Hutu militia. Two senior army officers also received life sentences for genocide. Prosecutors at the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, sitting in Tanzania, hailed the verdict as the most significant of its kind since Nuremberg. Our Africa editor, Chris McGreal, reported from Rwanda in 1994 for The Guardian. Chris, what was Theoneste Bagosora's role in the Rwandan genocide?
He was a former colonel who was the chief of staff in the defence ministry and a well-known Hutu extremist. And essentially, long before the genocide began in April 1994, he had been at the forefront of organising the militias that would later lead to the killing, at basically bringing together Hutu extremists and starting the vilification of the Tutsi minority in a way that hadn't been heard since the early days of independence. Bagosora organized the Interahamwe militia, which he armed misusing his position inside the defense ministry. He personally opposed any kind of negotiated settlement with the Tutsi rebels who had invaded from Uganda. And when a deal was finally in place and it looked like there was going to be a power-sharing government with those Tutsi rebels, Bagosora was behind the assassination of Rwanda's president, Habyarimana, and that was the event that kicked off the genocide.
A UN commander in Rwanda described meeting Bagosora at the start of the genocide as being like shaking hands with the devil.
Yes, indeed. Romeo Dallaire was a Canadian lieutenant general who was in charge of the UN peacekeepers there. And in the very first hours of the killing, he went to a meeting with Bagosora. He had thought that at that point, the people being killed were mostly Hutu moderates inside the government. And Dallaire had gone thinking that he could appeal to Bagosora to put a stop to it. At the meeting, Dallaire quickly discovered that actually Bagosora was planning to take power. And Dallaire made the point that although the president was dead, there was still a civilian government in place led by a prime minister, a woman prime minister, and that and that Bagosora had no business taking power. Within hours, the prime minister had been raped and murdered, and moderates inside the cabinet had also been killed, and Bagosora installed his own government. And at that point, Dallaire realized that Bagosora was behind the killing. He also organized the murders of 10 UN Belgian peacekeepers. They were brutally tortured and murdered over several hours, and that was intended to drive out the UN peacekeeping force, and it had exactly the desired effect. The UN Security Council then voted to pull out, and Dallaire was left with a tiny force, largely unable to stop the killing.
What's the significance of this verdict?
Well, I think the most important thing of it is that it is the first verdict that very clearly establishes that there was an organised genocide. Their previous verdicts were important people, including regional governors and, in fact, the prime minister, who was appointed after the death of the former prime minister, who was murdered, did establish that there had been some organisation, but this trial was about it being centrally controlled, about the genocide not being spontaneous. And I think that for many years, Bagosora and others, including their defence lawyers, but many sympathisers outside, have argued that the genocide wasn't organised, it was a spontaneous reaction, and that in many ways the victims brought this on themselves just by being Tutsis and there being Tutsi rebels who were fighting inside the country. I think this verdict establishes that this is not the case. That this was an organised genocide. And then it also, as one of the prosecutors said to me, it is an important verdict because it's there now in black and white, in transcripts and videotapes, laying out just how the genocide was planned and organised, and nobody can now deny that.
Chris McGreal, many thanks.